be happening.
Now I want you to raise up a right hand. Say in the name of Jesus. I command every spirit of darkness that has been working against my family to come out. Say amen. You will see what will happen. I'm telling you, you will see. Now that you are knowing, now I know you know the power that is in the name. But get this revelation very deep today. Now let's start the teaching. Now, back to Psalm 23, verse 3. The Bible says, He restores my soul. You know what that means? It means that even though sometimes you're weak spiritually, He brings you back. And He makes you walk in the ways of the righteous. He says, not for you, but for His name. The reason you are here today, the reason why you are still in church, it is for His name. Now imagine this. Let's start from verse 1 of Psalm 23. Now imagine what the Bible says. It says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Now, the word want there, it means to lack. So the scripture says, now, there is a difference between the old shepherds and the modern shepherds. The difference is this. In Old Testament, a shepherd was a person who was taking care of the sheep. Now, in those days, shepherds were training their sheep to know their voice. Number two, it was the sheep that was following a shepherd. So all the shepherd would do is to start walking. All the sheep would be following him. When he's going to the river, all the sheep will go to the river. Hello? But not the sheep of Africa. You have to be the one telling them where to go. Even a whip sometimes. This is why Jesus Christ said, my sheep, they know my voice. Because in the Old Testament and New Testament, the sheep would know the voice of the shepherd. So when the shepherd comes and says something, they will know this is our shepherd. Another person, when he comes and make a statement, they will not follow you. Sheep had a relationship with a shepherd. The sheep had a proper relationship with the shepherd. They knew the voice and they would follow the shepherd only. If you're following, say I'm following. Hello? Say I'm following? Now. So when the shepherd comes here, when he begins to walk, they were all walking. When he stops, hello? Now, Jesus said that. He said, they know my voice and they follow me. That's what Jesus said. Meaning to say, if another voice will come, you will not follow that voice. You are not getting it. So if another person will come, another voice will come and say, do this. If it's not the voice of the shepherd, you will not do it. If another voice will come and they say, follow me. If it's not of the master, you will not follow it. There is a voice
that you follow. But that voice, there is a relationship that you have developed for you to hear it.
Oh my God.
So other people who are there, who don't know the voice, when they hear any voice, they will go. But you will not. Because you exactly know how the voice sounds like. You know how the voice says in your ears. You can only follow when the voice shouts. So the Bible says, he makes me what?
He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters.
Now imagine this. So it's not like we are behind. The shepherd is behind you. Where are you going? You don't. Now, but when the shepherd is in front, you will know where you're going. If he stops. Hello? This is why the animals which don't have a relationship with the master, the only option is to whip them. If they're going this direction, you want them to stop, you just have to use some pressure. Say, hey! And then have to turn. There's no what? Some of the whips God is giving you is because you are in front.
I'm talking to somebody here.
Raise your hand and say, Lord,
be in front.
Now, so the scripture says, for his name's sake. Now imagine I'm sitting here. For the sake of his name, he's restoring me. For the sake of his name, he leads me in the path of the righteous. Because of his name, he makes me lie down in green pastures where miracles are, breakthroughs are, healing is, where green pasture, for the sake. Where were you? You want to be done for your sake. My children are suffering. I want you to be done. No, let your children come out of the problems for his name's sake. Not because of you. Let me try to explain. Imagine where you are sitting there. You have not paid rent. Now you are thinking, what's going to happen to me? Can God have mercy on me? Now, this is to do with you. But imagine where God says, for my name's sake, he must pay rent. Because I don't want my name to be put to shame. It means there's a relationship. Imagine where God does things for you so that his name must not be put to shame. Where were you? You don't want to be put to shame. Let's remove you. Let's put his name. You will receive that miracle for his name. Come on, tell your neighbor, say, for his name's sake. What was neighbor? Zijitika. Chifuka cha zina lake. Are you even getting me? Tell your neighbor, for his name's sake, it will be done. Are you here? Now, let's open this one more scripture. Let's go to
the book of Ezekiel 36, verse 22.
Therefore, say to the house of Israel, thus says the Lord God, I do not do this for your sake.
Imagine. Go ahead.
I do not do this for your sake, O house of Israel, but for my holy name's sake.
What?
Which you have profaned among the nations wherever you went.
I did not do this. I did not do this for your sake. He says, but for my holy name's sake. Tell your neighbor, do you remember that time when you were sick? No, it's even how you are talking. You are talking when you are sick. Ask your neighbor, do you remember when you were sick? Tell that neighbor, you were healed for his name's sake. It was not for your sake. Now, the people of Israel, there was a point in time when they began to think, because we are the people of Israel, these things are happening because of us. Because God loves us. God said, wait. Whatever I have been doing, I separated the waters for my name's sake. Imagine if they were killed there. Whose name could be put to shame? Imagine where you are now. If you are finished, whose name will be put to shame? Imagine people know now you are in church right now. You are praying, everybody knows. If anything bad will happen to you. In fact, they are waiting to tell the world, we knew it. You knew where. Tell your neighbor, there are people waiting for you. That you must fail. So they can say, I knew it. Like, there is always one person who will always say, I was saying. You see now, I was saying. I used to say these things. So there is someone somewhere saying you're done for. And when it happens, they will manifest. I was saying. So the Bible says, for my name's sake, I will not allow you to suffer. I declare this to somebody. For the sake of God's name, you will not suffer. For the sake of his name, you will come out of your situation. I said, for God's name's sake. Somebody say, in the name of Jesus. Exactly. Now you have now known the meaning of in the name of Jesus. What does that mean? When I say in the name of Jesus. Now that I've taught you. It means for his name's sake. Tell your neighbor, if you are having any situation, for his name's sake, you will come out. Tell them again, for his name's sake, you will be healed. You will be delivered. You will walk out. Now imagine God is saying, I did not do this for your name, but for the sake of my holy name. Then David comes out. Not because of the name David. Him he comes out. He says, it's not because I am David. He says, you restore my soul for your name's sake. You lead me in the path of the righteous for your name's sake. You make me lie down in nicer opportunities for your name's sake. You make me go where waters are for your name's sake. You deliver me for your name's sake. You prepare a table for me in the front of my enemies for your name's sake. You anoint my head and my cup overflows for your name's sake. When enemies rise against me, you defeat them for your name's sake. When I am lost, you bring me back to you for your name. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, something's going to open. A miracle is going to happen for his name. Get this. The moment you have this in your mind, miracles will be happening with that number. You want even force miracles. Because you'll be saying, I want it to be done. For his name, what? Imagine when I came back from South Africa. I came without anything. And then if I just finished like that, I said, God, for the sake of your name, for the sake of your name, God restored me. I left everything. I mean everything. I had no money, no nothing. But God restored me 10 times better. For his name's sake. Give a neighbor a high five. Say, for his name's sake, receive your breakthrough. No, give them a high five properly. Say, receive your breakthrough. For his name's sake, receive your healing. For his name's sake, receive an opening. For his name's sake, receive your testimony. For his name's sake, receive it. Otherwise, the world was waiting to laugh. The world was waiting to laugh. They already began it. Hey, your father, you see now your father. First Samuel 12, verse 22.
For the Lord will not forsake his people.
Why?
For his great name's sake.
Full stop. Stop there. Tell your neighbor, God will not forsake me. And there's a reason, eh? There is a reason. Are you hearing me right?
Amen.
God will not forsake you. For his name, what? He will never do it. He will never. There are people who are watching now. We want to see him. My friend, for this, not for the sake of me. Not because I'm intelligent. Not because I pray a lot. But God will not just allow it for the sake. Oh my God, I'm talking. Let me talk this direction maybe. For the sake. For the sake. Do you know how many people have planned to kill you? Some people, when they look at you, they just wish you were dead. But for the sake of his name, you will not die. If you have a reason in the kingdom, you have steps of advantage. If you don't have a reason, you don't have advantage. If you don't have a reason, listen, all you want is, I want a miracle to be done. Why? Why do you want a miracle to be done? Oh, I want my life. My life is a mess. It pains me when I meet somebody who's born again and has the Holy Spirit and he talks like an outsider. Nothing is moving. There is no such vocabulary in heaven. In heaven, no one says, I'm sick. Do not mistake not feeling well and being sick. You are not just feeling well. You are not sick. So I'm not feeling well, not sick. I can't be sick. You know, when a person is saying, I'm not feeling well, and when a person says, I'm sick, who is serious? The one who says, I'm not feeling well, he's telling you that it's just a moment, I'll be fine. But the one who's saying he's sick, you get worried. You say, ah, hey, what's wrong? There is no chance for sickness in your body. For his name's sake, if you are sick, you will be healed. What's the reason why you will be healed? Exactly. If anyone else is fighting you, why will you win the battle? At least you now know the reason. Imagine before it was just for you to show them that you are powerful. I want them to see. I want to be healed. Why? Why do you want to be healed? Now you know, I want to be healed for his name's sake. The Bible says, go back to the scripture just read it now. It says what? For the Lord will not forsake his people. He will not forsake his people for his great name's sake. Because it has pleased the Lord to make you his people. Say with me, I will not be forsaken. I'm talking to somebody right now who's passing through a very critical situation. God will not forsake you for his name's sake. Can I prophesy to somebody again? I prophesy to you, whatsoever you are facing right now, I said for the sake of his name, you will come out of this situation. He will not allow you to suffer for the sake of his name. Somebody shout, I receive it. Karabanderebe. Shakia prateve here. For his name's sake. People are like, we are waiting. They'll keep on waiting for your downfall. Because God is not prepared to put his name to shame. I'm telling you, God is not ready to put his name to shame. It is not about you. It is not about you, my sister. It's not about you, brother. It is all for his name's sake. He will not allow you
So, what must you do? Show the world that you are his people. Show the world that you are his person. And the moment God knows, people know you are his person, God will do anything to protect his name. He will say, if she loses, people will laugh at me and say, where is her God? If he loses, people will laugh at me, where is his God? The Lord of hosts, he will rise in power. He will come with angels. He will defeat your enemies. He will take you out of trouble for the sake of his name. Somebody shout hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, it will not happen. Whatever the enemy is planning, it will not happen. For the sake of his name. Neighbor, you will not remain like this. Something is going to happen. A miracle is going to happen. For the sake of his name. Isaiah. Karate de Rebosh. Are you here, somebody? The problem is you are too serious. Tell your neighbor, Isaiah 33, verse 24. Are we ready to read?
And the inhabitant will not say, I am sick. The people who dwell in it will be forgiven their iniquity.
NIV, can you read it?
No one living in Zion will say, I am ill. And the sins of those who dwell in there will be forgiven.
Tell your neighbor, for the sake of his name. I am not sick. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to make this declaration. I am healed, delivered for the sake of his name. Psalm 106, verse 8. We finish with this scripture.
Yet he saved them for his name's sake.
What?
To make his mighty power known.
Hey. Oh, wait. Let's start from verse 1 to 6. I want people to understand the story, where it's coming from. Praise
the Lord.
Uh-huh.
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Who can proclaim the mighty acts of the Lord or fully declare his praise? Blessed are those who act justly, who always do what is right. Remember me, Lord, when you show favor to your people.
Imagine.
Come to my aid when you save them, that I may enjoy the prosperity of your chosen ones, that I may share in the joy of the nations and join your inheritance in giving praise. We have sinned, even as our ancestors did. We have done wrong and acted wickedly. When our ancestors were in Egypt, they gave no thought to your miracles. They did not remember your many kindness, and they rebelled by the sea and the Red Sea. Yet he saved them for his name's sake, to make his mighty power known.
Are you hearing that? All what God did in Egypt, it was for his name's sake. To make his power None. What if today you can also pray that prayer? You know what that prayer is saying? It's saying, make me also enjoy in giving praise. I want to be amongst the people who are partakers of the prosperity of the chosen ones. And then he says, I know you did this before. And when you did it to them, they did not see it was you. And when you were doing it, it was for your name's sake. Do it also to me.